Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim and the Amber show. You there, Amber?
Oh, I'm here. I'm always here.
Well, I had to make sure we got your microphone up there.
Right on. Yeah. How's everybody doing this morning?
Oh, I gotta get my mom up. Oh, man, I got gremlins.
More gremlins?
I had to get the monitor up. Now I can hear. I had all kinds of stuff. I was still looking for music, and all of a sudden, some of it wanted to take over, of course.
Play right now, why don't you?
All right, I got to make sure I got your monitors up okay.
Is that better?
Huh?
Is that much better now?
Well, it's a little better, yeah.
Good.
Now I know where to put you. Anyways, yes, October, what? The 11th today?
Yep.
Yeah, Friday, which is good news. Can't wait for a break.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, it's a cool one in the valley this morning. Let me tell you, it's only 3 degrees out there, and we do have some cloud. Although they're saying today is supposed to be sunny with some fog patches dissipating this morning.
Yeah, I think that might just be fog out there.
Yeah. Fog down at the river, anyway. And, anyway, so we're liking the idea that it's going to be sunny and 12 degrees today. And you know it must be not too bad if they give a UV index as well. Yeah. So make sure before you go out into the sun, you lather a little Crisco oil on your cheeks. They brown up real nice like a turkey.
Mmm. Speaking of turkey, Thanksgiving weekend.
That's right, it is. A long weekend for all you poor suckers that gotta work. I shouldn't say that because I do have some people that work that are tuned in and they just actually enjoy having a break from reality by tuning into
South Cooney Radio.
That's right. And, of course, we aim to please on the music. So without further ado, by the way, yeah, we're going to have cloudy and... or mainly sunny, right up until next Thursday with highs in the low to mid-teens. So we're looking for some nice weather.
Perfect.
Yeah, I might actually get a ride in. Of course, I got my new bell to put on the bike.
Yeah, we better get that on right away.
That's right, before I even put it into first gear. My buddy Bill showed up. Bill and I go way back, and... He popped into town yesterday with his lovely wife, Shelley. We had a nice, kind of a crowded meal around the table.
Table was pretty full.
8 of us. Yes, and but he brought me a bell for the Harley. And it supposedly keeps the gremlins away and brings me good luck when I'm riding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't know the story, Google it.
Guardian Bell.
Guardian Bell. Harley. Yeah. Anyways, let's get going with some music, shall we?
Ready to rock.
Yeah, I think so. I just found out the other day on this particular song, back in the USSR by the Beatles off the White Album, Ringo doesn't play on it.
Really?
Paul McCartney plays the drums.
Huh, I didn't know that.
That's kind of wild. I went to this cool site here the other day, and it had all the credits for all the songs and stuff. Pretty neat. Hmm. Give it a listen. See if the drumming sounds a little different.
Really knocked me out. Leave the West behind. Oh, the shout that Georgia's always on my mind. In the USSR.
Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. Leave the West behind. And Moscow girls make me sing and shout. And Georgia's always over my, 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 my. Oh, show me round the snow, big mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. In the USSR.
That was pretty good. Good morning, everybody, and hi to my special friends over at Quick X. Hi, girls.
Special friends?
Yeah, they're work friends.
Quick X friends.
Quick X friends.
Yeah. Anyways, as I was mentioning about that last song with Paul McCartney on the drums there, I had to call it up just so you knew I wasn't a fool in here. But anyways, we recorded August the 22nd, 1968 at Abbey Road Studios with overdubs added the next day. It had John Lennon playing the six-string bass and background vocal. Paul McCartney did lead vocal, lead guitar, piano, drums, and background vocal. And George Harrison on jazz, bass, and background vocals. As you all know, Ringo actually quit the Beatles for about a week when they were producing that album.
Oh, that must have been that week.
Yeah, he came back, and George Harrison, I think, had the studio filled with flowers welcoming him back. There you go. That's your useless trivia of the day. And you wonder why my head is so messed up. Because it's just full of that crap. Anyways, we're going to play another one of my favorite bands, The Who. And this is actually an album that came out when Kenny Jones was on the drum from the It's Hard album. It came out in 1982. Of course, poor old Kenny took a lot of flack, saying he was no Keith Moon. Well, that's right, he wasn't. Only Keith Moon is Keith Moon. But this is an awesome song off of this album. It is one of my favorite Who songs.
Yeah.
It might have. Yeah.
I like this one, too.
Eminence Front, right here, on
South Kootenai Radio.
You got her. You see why it's one of my favorites.
So good.
It is a good tune. Anyways, poor Kenny, he took, like I say, a lot of flack when he joined The Who. But what can you do, right?
He's a new guy.
Yeah, he's a new guy, and he was a good drummer back with the Small Faces. So why wouldn't he be a good drummer for The Who? No.
Talent's talent.
Anyways, Kenny lasted a little while with The Who, but what can you do? All right, it is 7:48, and it's time for this day in Canadian history. I almost went into a time warp there and thought it was time for the rock and roll history, but that'll be in a half hour from now. Okay, now I haven't read over my notes, so I'm unprepared. So if I got to stumble over something, you better cut me some slack.
No worries.
Otherwise, I'll cry and I'll have to play a song.
It's Friday. Go for it.
All right, what do we got? The first story is from 1869, and that's when, imagine, Canadian surveyor Adam Clark Webb and his crew try to mark off a long farm belonging to the Métis, André Nault, a cousin of Louis Riel. And when Nault asked them to leave and they refused, a group of 16 unarmed Métis, led by Riel, arrive. Riel places his foot on the surveyor's chain. Oh.
It's serious then.
That's sacrilege, I'll tell you, when you put your foot on a surveyor's chain. I tell ya. I know, because I surveyed for many years. Anyways, and he tells the crew, you go no further.
Look out.
Yeah, not quite in that voice, but the incident marks the beginning of the Red River Insurrection. Métis and others object to the transfer of Rupert's land to Canadian sovereignty without being consulted, in fear a flood of eastern settlers will destroy their way of life. It's kind of funny. Well, whatever. Let's not even get into it. I mean, holy gee, it's a hot topic. Yes. Anyways, what do we got here? Also on this day in 1942, Henry Larson sails the RCMP patrol vessel Saint Roch into Halifax Harbor after making the first west-to-east crossing of the Northwest Passage. One of the 8-man crew had died of a heart failure in the Arctic as the wooden sailing schooner with an auxiliary engine spent the winter in the ice less than 80 kilometers from the North Magnetic Pole. The Saint Roch was built in North Vancouver in 1928, a wooden schooner with sail and auxiliary engine. Didn't we already say that? Yeah.
Maybe.
But anyways, she left Vancouver in the summer of 1940 and pulled into Halifax in 1942 on this day. Wow.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, I tell you, that was probably pretty freaky. Anyways, what else do we have here? Also on this day in Perryville, New York, Samuel D. Champlain, with a war party of Hurons, is ambushed by the Onondagas. The Hurons get the worst of the fighting after a 3-hour battle, even though Champlain uses his blunderbuss against the Iroquois. He is wounded, and the party withdraws back across Lake Ontario. This is the only known... I thought I was going to say it was the only known attack on the Americans. let's skip that.
Yeah, we know there was another one.
So what's the deal here? Anyways, what's a blunderbuss? It's a large bored gun with a flared muzzle used at short range. There you go.
I was wondering what that was, too, actually.
Well, isn't that the name of Jack White's new album? Blunderbuss.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Because I can. And that might be a song that we can play. Yeah.
Yeah. We can.
There it is. Jack White, Blunderbuss. Yeah. song. I'll take a song for that because I guess somebody come up to him with a blunderbuss. And he wrote the song, I'm Shaking.
I probably would be, too.
Yeah, anyway, we're totally off track here. What do we got? Got any birthdays? There's a couple here. Mary McLeod, Western pioneer, born on this day at the at Red River, Manitoba in 1852. She died in Vancouver, April 1933. At age 17, during the Red River Rebellion, which all kind of started about that foot on the chain thing.
Ah.
Yeah. But anyways, where's my spot? McLeod was able to evade her Métis guards and deliver an important dispatch to Colonel Garnet Wolseley. In 1876, she married a man who had been a young soldier on the Red River expedition. The new commissioner of the Northwest Mounted Police, James McLeod, who we all know had a big part in expanding the RCMP and settlers and blah, 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 all that junk in Alberta. There you go. Fort McLeod, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where Joni Mitchell's was born. Dirt. We could play another song. But we're babbling too long, so we got to get to Jack White's I'm Shakin' from the Blunderbuss album. And now you know what a blunderbuss is, if you didn't already know.
You can learn all kinds of good stuff at South Kootenay Radio.
We got so much useless information for you. I hope you can handle it.
Don't overload.
Yeah, I am overloaded.
That I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that St. Rita dance and I'm fancying. Yeah. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night.
You're listening to the South Kootenay radio station here in the Creston Valley.
Okay, Mr. Mellencamp there with a pop singer. That's from the 1989 album, Big Daddy. And before that, we had Sally Ford and the Sound Outside with I Swear. Okay, we got the news crew standing by. I've held them up for 3 whole minutes, so they're kind of losing their patience. So we'll let them do a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great music right here on South Kootenai Radio.
This is CBC News. I'm Pep Philpott. The Chemical Weapons Watchdog has been awarded this year's Nobel Prize for Peace. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is currently responsible for overseeing the removal of Syria's chemical weapons stockpile. The Hague-based group has conducted more than 5,000 inspections since it was formed in the 90s. Nala Ayed has more.
It's a small organization that was founded in 1997 to enforce the Chemical Weapons Convention. And it really was not all that well known before they supplied the inspectors who went to Syria to look at 3 contested sites of supposed attacks involving chemical weapons. And this was before the August 21st attack. Their name sort of became better known when that August 21st attack happened, and it was suggested that they should go and investigate. And that is indeed what they did, and that is where we started to hear a lot more about them.
CBC's Nala Ayed in London. Human Rights Watch is accusing the Syrian rebels of crimes against humanity. The international organization says Syrian rebels killed more than 190 civilians last month in one offensive alone. 200 people were taken hostage when 10 Alawite villages were overrun. Lama Faki pieced together the evidence after touring the sites and talking to witnesses.
They found bodies of residents on the streets, in their homes, as well as in piles of burnt corpses and in mass graves.
Human Rights Watch says 5 rebel groups carried out the attack, including some with links to Al-Qaeda. Well, the 2 Canadians who were unable to leave Egypt after 7 weeks in a Cairo jail are now finally on their way home. Dr. Tarek Loubani from London, Ontario, and John Grayson of Toronto boarded a flight to Germany early today en route to Canada. Grayson and Loubani were arrested in August during violent anti-government demonstrations in Cairo, but never charged. Relatives are struggling to make burial arrangements for the African migrants who died when their boat sank off the coast of Italy last week. At least 300 people were killed in the disaster. But now authorities say they need more time before the bodies can be removed. Matthew Price reports from the Italian island of Lampedusa.
Some relatives, born in Africa but now living legally in Europe, have arrived on this tiny island. They wait outside the small refugee centre here, clutching photographs of their family members. The relatives want to take the bodies away for burial, but so far the authorities here are not able to release them. One charity worker said there's no plan yet. Officials seem overwhelmed by the scale of this disaster. Presumably they are grappling with how to formally identify the dead. Relatives say many corpses are almost unrecognizable. There may also be a lack of paperwork, but that's no help for those who have waited in vain for days here to bury their relatives.
And that's Matthew Price of the BBC. Here at home, Corrections Canada has placed the Donnacona Penitentiary near Quebec City on lockdown. The inmates say they went on strike to protest against a 30% cut in their pay. One prisoner contacted by the CBC says the inmates are only allowed out of their cells for 1 hour a day, and that's to shower and get a bit of exercise. He says the inmates' protest is peaceful and they don't deserve to be locked up in their cells.
There is no violence involved, no disruption at all. We're just refusing to go to work until we are able to come to a peaceful solution and a conclusion to this issue of pay.
Corrections Canada says inmates may participate in peaceful protests. However, those who refuse to take part in correctional programs will receive no pay. Finally, Canada's unemployment rate dipped last month, according to the latest news from Statistics Canada. Even though the rate was down to 6.9%, the reason is largely because more young people stopped looking for work. The rate was 7.1% in August. Just under 12,000 jobs were added. That's a bit less than economists had expected. That's the CBC News to this hour. I'm Pep Philpott.
All right, there you go. There's Well, Joe in the news, and welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour. You're tuned in to South Kootenai Radio, and we've got the morning show, and we've got a whole bunch of people here in the booth right now.
Yeah, we have an extra wide audience.
Dogs, cats, a couple of guests, and, of course, we've got Amber in the co-pilot chair today. What's coming up, Amber? What's the next song we got?
We have Changes.
By Yes.
By Yes.
All right, let's give it a spin right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. jealous heart.
Get things straight right now. Okay, Danny, is it actually pronounced scones or scones?
Scones.
And right. Why is that?
Because if it was pronounced scones, there would not be any E in the word.
All right. That sounds like something you might want to eat when you're listening to the folk show.
Yeah, with clotted cream and strawberry jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Link Ray bringing us into this day in rock and roll history. And it's got a kind of a funny day in history today. Not much good stuff. Not much musical related stuff. But I'll read it to you. Couple of birthdays on October the 11th. Our first one is 1946, Gary Malibur. That's the drummer of the Steve Miller Band, and of course one of their big hits, Abracadabra. 1949, Daryl Hall was born, keyboard and vocals for Hall & Oates, and that nice poppy song they had was I Can't Go For That. Actually, they had a lot of hits, but they're all pop hits, so there you go. 1950, Andrew Woolfolk was born, and he plays the saxophone for Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of their big songs, Shining Star. All right, your favorite part, the useless trivia throughout the years on October the 11th. We're going to start in 1967, and that's when the Bee Gees scored their first UK number one hit with Massachusetts. The same day, deportation orders for two members of the group's backing band, Colin Peterson and Vince Maloney, were rescinded by UK Home Secretary Ron Jenkins, citing the band's economic value to Britain. Wow. 1968, Dionne Warwick is awarded her seventh gold record for Burt Bacharach and Hal David's song, I Say a Little Prayer. 1969, Grand Funk Railroad's in the news, and they have their debut LP, On Time. It enters the Billboard Hot 200 at number 65, and although music critics bashed them, Grand Funk would go on to be one of the best-selling acts in rock history. There you go. 1974, John Denver reached number one in the UK singles chart with Annie's Song, which has topped the US charts the previous July. Janice Ian performs At 17 on her first broadcast of NBC Saturday Night Live. That was in 1975. 1991, Apple Computer settled a lawsuit launched by the Beatles record company Apple Corporation over the name and logo rights. The computer company reportedly paid about $29 million to settle the suit.
I remember that.
Yeah. The Beatles liked it.
Well, yeah.
$29 million.
No doubt.
1997, Elton John went to number one on the Billboard Singles Chart with his worldwide hit Candle in the Wind, the Princess Diana version, his eighth U.S. chart-topping single. The record would go on to become the largest-selling single in history, replacing Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Yeah. And in 2004, Buffalo Springfield bass player Bruce Palmer died of an apparent heart attack. He was 58 years old.
Oh, that's not too old.
Yeah, it's that hard rock and roll living. Yeah. Rock and roll years, 58, probably works out to be about 103.
That probably.
That could be it. All right, happy birthday going out to the drummer of the Steve Miller Band, Gary Malibur, born in 1946. So here's a little Steve Miller music for you, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Georgia knows.
Oh, we're just sitting here talking away and no one can hear a thing.
We do sound professional here at SKR, don't we?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. I finally got my head out of my ass. So, what do we got here? We had Buffalo Springfield there with Rock and Roll Woman. And, of course, Bruce Palmer, the bass player of the band, passed away on this day in 2004. Before that, we had some Grand Funk Railroad from their very first album that came out in 1969, going to the top of the charts, all the way to number 65. Yeah. And then we started off with some Steve Miller Band, the drummer of the group, having a birthday on this day, born in 1946, Gary Malibur. Anyways, what do we got here? In the valley, we've got 3 degrees, going up to 12 in the sunshine today. Amber, I want you to handle this request that just came in to the station here.
We got a request in from Brianna, and you can request a song, too. Just go to theskr.com, and you'll see the link there that says Request a Song. So feel free to do that at any time. So anyway, Brianna has requested Run Your Stomp, or whatever, by Led Zeppelin. So let's get that one going for Brianna. It's South Cooney Radio.
it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. That's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. It's never free. When my fist clenches, crack it open before I use it and lose my cool. When I smile, tell me some bad news before I laugh a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket, keep me warm, let me wear your coat. To be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Okay, so we had that Led Zeppelin song. Hopefully Brianna can get that out of her head now.
Okay, what was that song?
Well, that was Behind Blue Eyes, and that was also a request from Kelly. And then in the middle there, we had Urgent by Foreigner.
That's right. I totally forgot about that one. But yeah, it was there.
Whatever.
So what's coming up?
Artist highlight?
No, we're going to play one more song first before we do our artist highlight. And it's going to be a Lunatic Fringe by Red Rider.
Spin it.
Yeah, this one. Spin it. Yeah. This one came out in 81, folks. We'll be right back. All right, Lunatic Fringe, right here on South Kootenai Radio, and we're kind of getting behind schedule here. Too much fun's going on, but
way too much fun.
But yeah, Lunatic Fringe there by Red Rider, and it is 8:48. I think it's still 3 degrees here in the valley. We're supposed to go up to 11 or 12, something like that. I've lost my papers.
12.
Yeah, going up to 12. Yeah. Anyways, today, our artist highlight, we're going to feature the Proclaimers, but of course we'd like to thank Bedazzled for the sponsorship of the program, or the segment, and of course they're located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. It's actually the best looking building in all of downtown.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. There's some great artwork on the building there by a local artist. But also it's the people and the contents inside that's what's more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got some stuff you want to buy? If you're looking for gold in them thar hills, they got the gold panning equipment. They've got sluice boxes. They got jewelry. They got beads. They got all kinds of goodies over there. Kevin and Sandy here, friendly hosts. So get down there and say hello. All right, yes, we are going to listen to the Proclaimers here, and they're a Scottish band composed of identical twins, Charlie and Craig Reed, and they're best known for their song, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. And anyways, the band tours extensively throughout the world. Actually, they even played in Cranbrook here a couple of months ago, in August, I think it was.
No way.
Yeah, and I missed it. I'm choked.
No kidding.
But anyways, we got three songs here for you, and let's... As Amber would say, let's spin it, yeah.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm walking, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Music that'll blow your hair back, if you still have any, on South Kootenai Radio.
From the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
White skin. stretch myself inside the border's fire. If I stumble then I could see that I had been to the chamber where your greatest walk of art is on display. Come on, nature, let me show the way that I've been feeling all along. Dark brown hair, green eyes and white skin, you're perfect, every color that she's in. The world.